Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. God is great. And he is greatly to be praised. I bless the Lord on today. I honor God. I honor his blessed son, Jesus. I honor his precious Holy Spirit. And give honor to my husband in his absence. To everyone that is online, everyone that's in the house of the Lord. God is great. And he is greatly to be praised. I bless the Lord on today. I am so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Thank God for his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. His love, his kindness. Hallelujah. And you know, the list can really go on until we leave here. I really believe that if we took every breath of our lives, what we have left, and praised God for who he is, who he has been, how he has blessed us and kept us, it would take up all of our time the rest of our lives. It would. Hallelujah. God is amazing. So amazing. And I bless him on today. Hallelujah. I want you to get your Bibles and go with me to Matthew chapter 7 and also Romans chapter 2. We are back into the Sermon on the Mount. Hallelujah. And I need you to keep in mind that Jesus taught the disciples and the people that were around, hallelujah, through, hallelujah, his presence. He taught them because everybody had a way that seemed right to them, a way that they thought they should be going. And Jesus was like, no, I'm coming to let you know it's time to get prepared to enter into my kingdom. And the way that you've been living, the things that you've been doing, is just not going to get you there. Okay? That was the reason for the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had gone about, and after he got baptized, he was like, it's time for me to teach, to preach the kingdom of heaven, because it is at hand. And in Matthew chapter 7, remember the Sermon on the Mount went from chapters 5 to chapter 7. And we're in the beginning of chapter 7 where it talks about judging. Our topic for today is, I am you. Say it. You really are. We really love to think of ourselves as something so different from the next person. But all of us were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, meaning that you learn all the bad habits you have. You learned all the bad things, the negative things, all the unrighteous things that you do. You learned them. Hallelujah. Being born where you are in sin, because most everything around you, everybody around you was about sin. Hallelujah. And when we get into Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast the beam, to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I want to read two different things at one time. Romans 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges. For when thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth, is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I am you.
I am you.
I am you. Hallelujah. You don't need to help them because they already said they were using. You don't need to say, you're me. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, judge. To form an opinion or conclusion about something, someone. Our problems is it's mostly someone. Okay? To decide as a judge. Hallelujah. You know, you may be familiar with judges in court. It's their job to judge a matter. Okay? Judge a situation. Hallelujah. But one thing I found out even in reading this, that God is the only true judge. And even though man has a position to judge, that does not mean what he rules will stand. Hallelujah. Okay, so our word, just because we judge someone, is not law. But when you judge someone, you have just made your word God's law. Amen. Not referring to the law of the state, the law of the United States. We're talking about God's law. Okay? When you form an opinion and make a decision about someone, you have stepped in God's place and made what you say law. You didn't think it was that bad off, right? Didn't think it was that deep. Mm-mm. Well, no, that's not what I was doing. I was just seeing something, calling it like I see it. But your vision is not 100%. We can see things and think that they are what we see, call it what we think we see, and it be completely different. Hallelujah. Okay. You make your word law when you judge someone else. Okay. The thing is, you don't realize how severe that judgment is, because the severity of your judgment is not against the person that you judge. It's against you. Can you just read that in the word?
Yeah.
Judge, this is NIV. Judge not, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. Hallelujah. Now, who do you think is going to bring that judgment against you? Is it somebody watching? Is it somebody that you just judged? Mm-mm. Because according to you, they don't have the sense enough to judge you. Hallelujah. Okay? God is going to judge you. He tells us all through the word how to treat one another. He tells us that you can't even say you love me and you don't even love your brother or your sister. Hallelujah. Okay? The way we show God that we love him, one, is by receiving his word, abiding by his word, living his word. Hallelujah. The other is to love one another. Okay? He is the one. God is the one that's going to judge you. Hallelujah. And how will he judge you? Well, ask yourself, how did you feel when you passed judgment on someone else? How gruesome did you think they were? How ugly did you think they were? How bad did you think what they did really was? Well, then when God judges you, that's how gruesome he's going to feel about you. That's how bad he's going to judge what you, how you judge someone else. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay. You have to be very, very careful about judging people. In other words, just don't do it. Clear your mind. Clear your thought pattern. Do warfare with the enemy when he comes and brings thoughts about people. Because you're going to be judged the same way and with the same degree of cruelty that you judge someone else. That's how God is going to judge you. I understand now why a lot of things happen to us. I understand why our tasks sometimes are the way they are. I get it. It's because of things that we have done. Hallelujah. Especially judgment, because judgment belongs to God. What you judge, you're saying that you are the law, hallelujah, the righteous law, and your law stands. And we can be so, so wrong when we look at what we call the picture. Oh, I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. Your eyes deceive you. We think we look at one person and we're looking at somebody totally different. Amen. Who was that told me that somebody, they saw somebody that looked identical to Doc? Who just, Sister Lisa. She said when she was away, she saw somebody that looked identical to Sugar. Okay? She could have thought, and not knowing any better, not knowing any different, she could have thought that that was him. Okay? We make mistakes, but don't make them judging people. Just get it. It's not my business, whatever is going on. Hallelujah. I see no evil. To the pure, the Bible says all things are pure. If your heart is pure, then you won't go around judging people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eyes and pay no attention to the planks that's in your own eyes? It's the NIV version. Hallelujah. Okay? Self-righteousness. Hallelujah. We have a bunch of crap in us that a lot of it we're not really willing to get rid of. And because we won't get rid of it, we don't want to get rid of it, we like what it does for us in different situations. Because we won't get rid of it, hallelujah, then we'll judge someone else. We'll use all that crap against someone else. Hallelujah. Trying to get them to be right, to do right, to love the Lord, to walk upright. Hallelujah. And when they turn around and look at you, what are they looking at? We try to show someone else or tell someone else what's right, what's the right thing to do, the right way to go. And we're so full of a big jam by King James Version says moat. NIV says planks. We're so big and filled of a plank in our own eyes. But we're not willing to pull it out. Hallelujah. What is it that you do? What is your motive? What, how does it make you feel to attack someone else, to bring down someone else? Hallelujah. To judge someone else? What does it do for you? You got to answer that, but you know when you pray. What does it do for you? Go back, think about people that you have attacked, people that you said wrong things to, judging them to be a certain way, and they really weren't. Hallelujah. What was your motive? Yeah, we got motives for everything we do. Hallelujah. Everything is because of something. Hallelujah. What was your motive? Hallelujah. How can you tell your brother that he has sawdust in his eyes and you have a big plank in yours? How can you see little sawdust is little specks, little powdery specks? But you got a big old plank, a plank of wood, a plank of iron, or something in your eye. The word is telling us that you can't see. You can't see what's in your brother. But yet you judge him. It's a reason. It's a spirit, a demonic spirit that causes you to look down on others and bring judgment against them. Hallelujah. What's going on in your life that you can't straighten up? Hallelujah. You don't want to turn your plate down for and get closer to God. What's going on in you? What is it that you want? Where is it that you want to be? Who do you want to be? What spirit is causing you to go after somebody else and attack them? Hallelujah. You got to come to grips. Let me tell you, whatever that spirit is, you can't take it into the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was dealing with the mind frame of the people. How you've been living, who you've listened to all your life. Hallelujah. The Pharisees, the scribes, who you listened to changed my word, and you thought it was okay, you went by it. Yeah, you probably at a place where you've been taught down through the years and don't know no better, but that's why we got to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. When you pray, before you pray, open up that Bible, your phone, whether it's on a phone or a book or whatever, and read a scripture. Or after you pray, read. All you got to do is ask God to direct you where you need to read, and he will. We got to know the word. We have got to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Because can't no person preach to you everything you need to know before time for you to leave here. Can't. Hallelujah. You need to ask God to let your word penetrate my heart, my mind. Give me understanding of your word. Hallelujah. Give me, if I need clarity, give me clarity, God, of what you're saying. Because I cannot remain the same. We're trying to get out of here. Hallelujah. We got to act like we're trying to get out of here. Okay? Bible says, as so as it was in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be the second coming of Christ. And our world is doing everything that they were doing in the days of Noah. Everything. Everything. Hallelujah. You're wasting a lot of precious time. We waste a whole lot of time. God's precious time that the Lord has given us to get closer to him. And we're wasting it by looking at somebody else and judging them, saying things, feeling things, being certain ways. Hallelujah. Gotta let you got a soul that has to be saved. Are you interested in your soul? Hallelujah. In the NIV, it says you're a hypocrite. Get the plank out of your own eye before you try to take it out of your brother's eye. Because you can't see clearly as long as that plank is in your eye. Hallelujah. Doesn't read it. I don't like this. You hypocrite. Verse 5. Oh, this is the NIV. You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. What would really happen if God showed us the big planks in our own eyes? And all that coming down that you were doing on your brother or your sister, they only had a little teeny speck. Guess what? I know. I know he's been trying to show us the planks. But we don't want to see them because there's something about this particular plant. I used it to get over. This crap in us, we don't want to let go of because some things we use it for, we won't get it anymore. Hallelujah. It's a whole nother message. What are you really getting? You think it's something, and it's actually nothing. It's adding to your deterioration. Hallelujah. Adding to your demise. Hallelujah. Romans 2. Therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself. You hear that? When you judge someone else, the judgment you pass on someone else, you're actually, at that point, you are condemning your own self. You don't feel the condemnation. You don't see the condemnation right away. But you will keep living. You will. Because if the word says it, then it will. It already has happened. The manifestation just may not have come to you. Hallelujah. So you can't come to God with excuses. You can't allow excuses to be in your mind and your spirit. Hallelujah. Because however you judge someone else, hallelujah, for whatever point you judge them, you have already condemned yourself. Once that judgment goes out, even if it's just a thought, you may feel like I didn't say anything, but if it's a thought, remember God does not only deal with what you say or do, he deals with the heart. Hallelujah. And what's in the heart is connected to the mind. He knows your thoughts. He knows your feelings. So to feel it and not say it, to think it and not say it about someone, you have already condemned yourself. NIV says, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Hallelujah. Okay. You might look at somebody and feel like they're nothing but an alcoholic. You know, people get judgment passed on all the time, passed against them or passed on them all the time. And let people judge you however they desire to. Just because they judge you that way, just because they have made their word, their opinion of you, law, God's law in their eyes, that doesn't mean that it really is. God has the say-so, the first say-so and the last say-so. And I'm going to tell you one what. The Bible says he is the Alpha and the Omega. But I'm telling you, he's in between also. He said, didn't he say, I'll be with you when you go through things? Yeah, he's in between. Don't think that you can get to the end and repent and everything be okay. Because he's checking your middle. He's keeping account of your middle in the book of life.
Yeah.
He created you, and he's going to take you up out of here when he's ready for you to go. But he is keeping account of everything that's in the middle. Every thought, every feeling, the word tells us. Hallelujah. Okay? We're judging someone else because we do the same thing. Hallelujah. If I never knew what stealing was, I would never be able to identify anybody stealing. I can identify somebody stealing because I stole. A thief. Hallelujah. You are what you are. Because that work of the flesh is in you. The thing is, deliverance says you don't have to yield to it no more. Healing says you don't have to go that way anymore. Hallelujah. Healing says you can be free. Deliver. When you go that way again after God have came in and freed you, hallelujah, it's just your choice. You choose to go that way. You choose to let go of the blessings that the Lord have bestowed upon you and go back down into the gutter. Hallelujah. You have no excuse. You pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same things. Hallelujah. We know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. What's your motive? What is yours based on? Is it based on something that you want, a desire that you have? Is it based on jealousy, envy? Is it based on feeling bad about your life? Is it based on complaining about someone else? Is it based on lust? Is it based on just plain old disobedience? Is it based on, hallelujah, the power? We were talking about that power this morning. The power that you have that you can change God's mind. That you can make him see your truth. You ever start keep talking to God about something and keep pleading your case? Because you want him to change and to see things your way? Yeah, in a bad place. Hallelujah. I'm not the only one that has been there. Hallelujah. But pleading with him. God, you don't understand. But it went this way. But Lord, hallelujah. So many reasons, so many spirits that work in us that cause us to judge others. Hallelujah. Okay, we know that the judgment of God is against those who do such things, and it's based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them, and yet you're doing the same thing, you do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Now, when you pass judgment, you already know that the person that you pass judgment on, in your mind, in your heart, they're not going to escape. In your mind, your law says that they are guilty. Because you say this is how they are. This is what they do. Your mind says that they're guilty. Your law says they're guilty. Hallelujah. And one thing I found out is that when we look for God to punish someone according to the law we have concerning them, how we have judged them, and God doesn't punish them, whew, we're worse off than we were when we initiated the first judgment. We grow angry. We grow bitter. You get to the place that you can't stand certain people. Hallelujah. Don't want to be around them. Hallelujah. What are you judging? Who are you judging? How are you judging them? Hallelujah. What is it about my life? How many judgments have you placed on my life? You don't answer. It doesn't matter. Because I know who's got me. But think about it. You're judging and don't know the truth. Hallelujah. Don't know the truth. Any one of you. You can pick out one of your brothers or sisters in here. Deal with in here. Your job is a whole nother issue. Every area, your family, your friends, judgments are you passing upon them, and you have no clue of what the truth is. None. And one thing I found about judges, even when you tell them truth, they won't receive it. being judged the same way you judge someone else. You can't. Because God is the one that will judge you, and his judgment is always true. You can say all day long, oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't mean it that way, but it came out like that. But that's not what I was really doing. God already knows your heart. Hallelujah. Okay? So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? Hallelujah. One way I see this, hallelujah, is that you feel like you judge people because you feel like God should not be kind and patient with them. How long did you stay on the 40? Some may still be on it. How long was you on Johnny Walker? How long you was on the rock? Hallelujah. Well, whatever it is you do, how long? Hallelujah. Were you giving your bed to whoever you thought could bring you satisfaction? Hallelujah. But when you see somebody else, and they may not even really be in that predicament, none of them, but because it looks like it to you, your law says, there they go. You can't get into the kingdom stepping in God's shoes and being judge of someone, anyone, especially your brothers and your sisters. Hallelujah. We say a lot of times things are wrong, and that's what I tell you, stop praying on witchcraft prayers. God, can you help her? Can you help Mary stop cheating? You didn't even know. She's still wearing her wedding rings and still talking about Joe. You didn't even know he gone. He left here a couple of years ago. But you judge off of what you think you see, because that's where you are. You cheating on the living. But you, that beam in your eye can't even let you see the dead. Don't want God to bless her. Don't want God, hallelujah, to be kind to her or to be patient with her. God, you got to do something about that. The problem is, what we don't see is that what we've just asked God to do concerning Mary, now he's going to do it to us. Judge that plank that is in our eyes. There come your tests, there your trials, what you call tribulations, what you call sufferings. Hallelujah, clean up. Clean up.
Yes,
clean up. Excuses are easy. Just clean up. Look at James. James 4:11. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. In other words, you have just made yourself, or told God, move over, I got this. Stepped in his place, hallelujah, and started judging. And believe with everything in you that what you say is correct. It is correct, but it's correct about you. We come up with little names, slut, ho. Well, y'all Christians have a way of fixing them kind of words. That ho is spirit. That sluttish spirit. Not calling nobody a hoe, but you know, the spirit. You have just set yourself to be judged as a slut. And how bad you felt about the person, how you treated them, that's the same way God is going to do you when he judges you. Automatically, it's going to happen. Automatically. You don't even have to do anything else wrong. But that, judging someone else, hallelujah, it's already done. Remember, with God, everything that is to come, is already done. It just has to manifest itself in our lives, and it will. Hallelujah, okay? Made ourselves judge, jury, and the law. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 7 and 6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. In other words, Jesus was trying to let people know, take your easiest way out of judging someone. You don't have the power to make them change. You don't have the power to get inside their mind and to bring understanding. You don't. Hallelujah. He says, so just look at it like they're doing their thing. One of the things that makes us look at people in a judgmental way is because we think they're so bold with their stuff. Okay? He was like, when you think that somebody is so bold to do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, however they want to do it, he says, just think of casting your pearls to the swine. Why even open up your mouth? Why even think about it? Why even voice your opinion? Because you can't change them. You can't change them talking about them. You can't change them bringing up how they are. You can't change them. It's like throwing your pearls to the swine. You throw your pig, go get your pearl necklace and go throw it to some pigs. Hallelujah. They'll grab them up, try to eat, because they try to eat everything. And after they eat them and their stomach ain't going to be full with no pearls, they're going to come after you. Hallelujah. That's how the demonic spirits do. So when you unleash that law that somebody else is this way, you're judging them to be something, hallelujah, that it does, shouldn't matter to you whether they are or they aren't. What is it to you? What is it going to do for you? Nothing. Hallelujah. They'll come back. Those pigs will come back and eat you up, tear you into pieces. Hallelujah. It just brings a whole new meaning to the word, the term, mind your business. Hallelujah. But the kind of business mind that we need to do, minding our own business, we got to mind ourselves to the point that we don't even see what it looks like somebody else is doing. Hallelujah. And that's a work. Especially if you're so used to voicing your opinion about everything and everybody. Especially if you think you know what time it is. Especially if you profess a lot of times, oh, the Lord let me know. He's not going to let you know that. The Lord let you know something and it turns out to be a lie. You'll never be able to put that on God. That's why the severity of judging is crucial. Because that's how it's going to come against you. You identify with what somebody else does because you're doing the same thing. Not that you have done it, you're doing it now. Hallelujah. Be careful. Have to be careful. Judge yourself. Take a good look at yourself. Hallelujah. Okay. What spirit is governing you? What motive do you have? How much lifting do you need to do to yourself to judge someone else wrong? Okay. Think about it. The next time you think something, even thinking anything of somebody, it's a slippery slope. Hallelujah. Okay. Because I can say, Maurice got something around his neck, blue thing. I'm like, oh, he's in the football team. He's on the little league team. It's just my assumption from looking at that blue strap around his neck. Is he? He'll go to your school. He'll go to your school. No, not Maurice. Is he? No. Hallelujah. A niceness. And Kristen went out and bought him some cleats. So when you can judge, you can judge in a nice way. You'll be blessed some kind of way. But then sometimes, what is your feeling going to be about it? Hallelujah. It's dangerous still, even though you try to do something good. Because now that, you know, the Lord has blessed her, bless somebody to give her some cleats. She gets angry. What? Why you give me this? This don't make sense. See, even good judgment is not really a good thing. Because God said in his word, in this Sermon on the Mount, he's going to judge you the same way you judge someone else and with the same severity or the same happy for them or the same love, the same glad for them, the same way. Hallelujah. So if his judgment is to give you back and pay back to you what you did to someone else, then you're getting some cleats. But what is your attitude going to be like when you get them? Now you'll put yourself in a place to judge the person who gave you what you call a stupid gift. The thing is, trying to iron things out and make things fit in your mind, it never works. But you cannot give God, tell God, show God, explain to God how he should think, how he should act, and how he should respond to us. Hallelujah. I've heard that a lot of times when you judge other people, it makes you feel better about yourself. When you put them down, it lifts you up inwardly. You feel a little something better about you. That's a lie. That's a lie. You will remain more miserable than you were before you put them down. Because one thing about the God that I serve, just because you think a certain way about a person, it does not mean that God thinks the same way. And it does not mean he's going to go after them and treat them like you feel they ought to be treated. Hallelujah. There's only one judge. That's our King. God, our Father. The one and the only true and living God, King, Father, Lord. Only one. Hallelujah. Okay. It's severe for you to judge someone else. In all thy getting, get an understanding. When you want to be judgmental, you don't want an understanding. You don't want to say, well, how come? Well, why is it? Can you help me understand and know? You don't want to understand it. Hallelujah. Getting an understanding for people that are judgmental, you're not going to get the excitement that you're looking for. Hallelujah. You're not going to get the push up in your spirit that you're looking for. It won't happen. Getting an understanding shows us where we've fallen short. That's why we don't really want an understanding. And all thy getting with everything, get understanding. Hallelujah. God is understanding. Understanding is not in a book except for scripture. It's not in what nobody says. Hallelujah. It's not in no advice counsel. It's not. God is understanding. People can tell you something wrong. God's word is always true. The only true word is God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask God when you pray to show you the severity of you judging someone. And keep asking him until he shows you. Because he may know deep down in your heart, that's not what you really want. Trying to justify something. But it will never fail that he will always show you something severe that happened in your life, and it was because of judging. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop. What is it profiting you? Nothing. Setting you further back, pulling you further back, pulling you further away from the Lord. Hallelujah. It does not bless you. It does not lift you up. You are left more miserable than you were before you passed the judgment. Hallelujah. Okay. The Lord is good. Seriously. What is the plan? Ask the Lord to show you, please. Please. For some, it's going to be a push toward getting into the kingdom. But that also will depend on how you receive it. If you get up out of prayer and you're like, well, no, that wasn't really me. Well, what I really meant was, mm-mm. You can't justify anything that the Lord shows you that you're doing wrong because you've already lost. Hallelujah. We live in a society of justifiers. Justify everything we do. And we justify because we feel like we're right. And we're not. Make the Sermon on the Mount. I went and typed it up in pretty letters, different colors and everything. And I put it right there where I see myself the most is in my bathroom washing my hands because I'm doing that like good 20, 25 times a day. And my Beatitudes up there. The first one, the Sermon on the Mount. And the fruits of the Spirit. Look at them, go over them. All the many times and I'm going to wash my hands. I wash my hands in the same sink every time. Well, except for if I'm in the kitchen. Okay? Put them up before you. Know them. They have to become a part of your life. They do. Hallelujah. Want to be better? Get the Beatitudes. Let them be a part of your life. Not just you knowing them. Not just you memorizing them. But they got to be you. Because that's God's word. Eat of his body and drink of his blood. That's his word. The Beatitudes and the fruits of the Spirit. And then stick your favorite little scriptures all along around them. Post them one of the, you ought to post them somewhere you can see them. Hallelujah. Okay.